Hi, I'm Natalia Turfa, and you've just found The Uplift, a weekly podcast to hopefully make your week a little better. Thanks for listening. Hey, Uplifters. Our text this week is 1 Kings chapter 19, verses 11 and 12. He said, "Go stand on the mountain before the Lord, for the Lord is about to pass by." Now there was a great wind, so strong it was splitting mountains and breaking rocks in pieces, but the Lord was not in the wind. After the wind, an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a sound of sheer silence. On Sunday, June 11th, we were hit with a pretty epic storm here in the Twin Cities. It was crazy. I've lived in Minnesota my entire life, and I have never seen a sky that green. There was so much hail in parts of the city, they needed to bring in snow plows to clear the roads. And when there's that much hail, you know there's going to be damage to homes and cars, etc. So do you know what they call it when you have to make a claim on that damage with an insurance company? They call it an act of God. Really, an act of God. Have you ever noticed that when we call things by that title, it's always the bad stuff? Like acts of God are tornadoes and hurricanes and buildings exploding. We have an underlying assumption in this language about how God shows up in the world. Loud, angry, scary, destruction. Why don't we use the phrase act of God for other stuff? Like flowers blooming, or sunsets, or the northern lights. I think we'd all agree that God shows up in all of those things. But when we can't explain something, we often revert back to blaming God. God did it. It was an act of God. And this gets messy when it seeps into our theology, how we think about God and how we talk about God, especially in the middle of really difficult stuff. Because God never quite acts the way we expect God to act. This is exactly what we find in these two verses from 1 Kings 19. See, Elijah is hiding in a cave, literally hiding because he knows that there are people trying to kill him. And he tells God that he is hiding because he is all alone. He says, "There is no one on my side anymore." God tells him to go out and wait, not in the cave, but on the mountain outside, because God is about to pass by. And then there was wind and an earthquake and a fire, all just chaotic and loud and destructive, and yet none of those were where God was found. It says, "Then Elijah heard the sound of sheer silence." This is sometimes translated as a small whisper, but this sound of sheer silence is another way to do it, and I really like it better for some reason. It's sort of more jarring. The sound of sheer silence. It's there in that deep quiet where God is found. See, I think we expect God to be big and brash and obvious with a giant voice coming out of the clouds or a burning bush, but that is not always how it works. God can and does show up in those moments, but time and time again in Scripture, we hear stories of God showing up in the quiet and in the calm and in the silence. Jesus, more often than not, goes off on his own after being in cities and surrounded by crowds. The silence is important. The quiet is necessary for him to reconnect with God and to be able to hear God's voice. So that makes me wonder, how often are we in silence? Actual silence. Even if you manage to turn off your phone and the television and music, there's still a lot of noise in our world. Traffic, airplanes, that low-level hum of electronics and refrigerators and fans. it's constant. We almost never sit in silence. And I would say most of us don't really like it that much. But even when we do like it or need it or crave it, it's hard to find. And yet, according to this text, that's where God's voice is heard. We spend a lot of time, I think, looking for God in earthquakes and fire and wind and big, loud things, and God is found in silence. What if our tendency to fill the spaces in our lives with noise means we are just constantly missing the voice of God in our world? If the things we label acts of God are not where the voice of God is heard, then maybe we need to work just a little bit on being still and silent and seeing and hearing God in those moments instead. Now, as an extrovert, I find this very hard at first. But then in practice, I don't actually think this is as hard as we think it is. Think for just a second about a place where you've experienced God. A moment where you've experienced God. What did it sound like there? I'm guessing it probably wasn't too noisy. For me, I hear God and see God in nature so often. God is in a butterfly that lands on a flower in front of me, in a sky full of stars that's so beautiful and expansive, in the middle of a forest surrounded by nothing but green and brown of trees, their leaves and trunks around me for as far as I can see. I hear and see God in hugs, in the holding of hands to offer support, in quiet tears shed together. Sometimes it's the round around a bedside of a dying person where God is found, and that is a quiet and holy space. God is heard and seen in the sound of silence. So as hard as it is, as much as it can make us uncomfortable, I want us to try it this week, today. Try turning off the noise. Try finding a place without distractions and see what happens. Just 5 minutes even. Set a timer. You can do it. Say a quick starter prayer. Here I am, Lord. I am listening. And then sit and be still. God is there. Uplift started with a small cancer support group asking me to write a sort of devotional each week to help them have just a little more hope in their difficult days. And now, Uplift includes you. This community is filled with people who need the uplift or who have been uplifted and now want to pass it on to someone else. If you want more information, want to sign up for a weekly email, or send a note, check us out online at upliftlife.org. Extra special thanks to Nate Bergengren, without whom this podcast would just be a series of recordings on my computer, and who also composed and performs the music you hear at the start and end of this podcast. Seriously, so lucky to have him around.